So this is a program that you guys participate in, but you give back as much as you get out of it. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, and so let me ask, while we're doing this tour, let me ask both of you what this program means to you and what you think benefits are that you're getting out of this.
Okay, so Victory Project is really like a second family for me, for real. Like, it's somewhere you can come here to either chill, get your schoolwork done. You can basically be yourself here, like be a normal human and respect the kingdom. And we follow God's rules and all that. And what it gives for me is, like, it's a cool place, like, just to hang out. But even more exciting is getting money through here, just to be somewhere you love to get money. I think it's pretty cool.
Personally, for me, I like the brotherhood. VP has brought great joy to me and my family. So I have to pay my own phone bill. My mom teaches me how to be more independent. So I pay my own phone bill, and the VP helps me tremendously. And I also get to buy all my own, like, stuff I want, video games, any type of thing because of the work. And also, I like to do the work here. Like, mowing grass, we do landscaping and construction, as he was talking about earlier. And I just like that you can come here, like he was saying, it's a second home for me too. Also, you can come here, chill with your friends, and you can just have fun.
It seems like you guys are getting a leg up that other people might not be able to take advantage of. And hopefully there's programs like this in their neighborhoods.
VP is working on getting, like, more worldwide, and also a girls program. They haven't really got to the details of that yet. We just want to start, take baby steps, because we still have, like, some things we can work on, and, you know, like, every business can make it better. So.
What kind of hours do you guys spend here a day?
Every student come here after school. The average time you come here is from 4 to 8. And throughout the whole week, you need a total of 12 hours to be eligible to work. Like I said, work is the reward. And you also need to have no more, well, you cannot have 3 points. And to get points, you have to be disrespectful, you have to be disruptive, and basically just not following, like, the guidelines or rules here. And the hours, students usually get around, like, 15 hours here throughout every week. Because, like I said, this is a fun place, and everybody wants to come here, so.
Have you ever seen a student get point out of the system, out of the program?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's called released.
What's your take on that? Is that you think they're, like, stuff going on at home and stuff kind of affects them and makes them not be able to follow along with the program?
Well, first, before they release somebody, they'll check back at home and see what's going on and stuff. Try to get, like, personal and see, like, what's happening, how can we help, and if so, what can we do?
How do your families feel about you being involved in the program?
Oh, my mom never wants me to leave. But you have to leave when you graduate high school. And they also help you get into college in, like, a trade school or, like, an army or something. But most of it, like, I'm like, 90% sure everybody parent wants them to be here, and they love it. Like, they don't want nothing else. They want, like, this program because, like, it helps so much. Also, not just the student, with the family itself.
How's your family feel?
Mostly the same, but I, like, chose to be here, like, by myself. So my mom really didn't know about it at the time when I started, like, joining and actually doing stuff. But now she likes it after I do, like, my schoolwork and stuff. But, yeah, she likes me coming here and, like, coming back every night and getting money, like, my own. She likes me learning about taxes and all that as young as I am, yeah.
Sweet. And is all this helping you in school?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about, tutoring. It helps you a lot with your grades and stuff, so.
To make it a bit personal, before I came here, I did not get good grades at all. I was a D, C student. Now I'm on honor roll every single time. I'm getting A's and B's. I'm an ambassador at my school. I go to DECA, and I'm an ambassador. Like, I, like, help, like, with the fundraising and stuff since VP taught me how to be a better man and also taught me how to speak. Like, I helped with the Beating the Odds breakfast. It's like a fundraiser, and I spoke in front of a lot of people, and I could not do that until I came here.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's great. Final question, do you ever see yourself maybe coming back here to be program director or serve as a mentor to other kids?
Yeah, that's what I want to be when I get older. Like, I'm 18 and all that, I get my life situated, I really want to come back here. I'm probably going to visit, like, every year or two or every month or something like that to donate to, so, give back what they gave me.
Yes, because we go on mission trips every year, and we previously went to Guatemala, and I was one of the students that went to Guatemala, and we help people down there, like, tremendously, and that also taught us a life lesson of how God works and how, like, he can help you throughout different situations. And it also, it helped me understand my life versus theirs, what I'm grateful for. Don't think, oh, I want the new shoes every week. I'm just glad for what I got and grateful for what I got. So that definitely taught me a lot.
Well, guys, it was great meeting you. Thanks so much for the tour. Appreciate it.
All right.